Right now joining us is Christiana Frank, who's going to tell us about something that is also a challenge in life, dealing with fear of public speaking and even fear of interaction in a public milieu. Talk about this. This is called Implied Improvisation, and you have a great class that's going to talk about how really to overcome these obstacles in our communicative connection.
Yeah, thank you for having me, everyone.
Thank you.
So nice and bright and early. So Applied Improvisation is taking the methodologies of comedy improvisation and infusing them into mental health, mm-hmm. corporations, education, and but it's not going for the funny.
It's not going for the funny.
No, it's going for the spontaneous, the impromptu, in the practice. Mm-hmm. And it is such a great fit for people who are suffering. And I'm finding out more and more people are suffering from social anxiety.
Big time.
Yes. Big time. And what social anxiety is it's evaluation apprehension, mm-hmm. meaning that big word. Yeah, I wrote it down earlier. Okay. But that big word basically means that, you know, when you're in a social situation, you're so busy with your, you know, quote unquote monkey mind, worrying about what people are going to think, what people are going to judge you on, mm-hmm. that your body just, it locks down to protect itself.
Okay.
And so people aren't able to connect.
So this is a nervous system thing, like a fight or flight response,
yeah,
right?
And I'm sure people have had it sitting in the chair doing radio.
They do. People do all the time. They tell me all the time how nervous they are.
Yeah, right.
Right here on the Radio Tile Tonight Show.
Right.
Here's
exactly.
All right.
I'm Mikey.
No, she's doing great.
But that's really important. That's important to identify that and recognize that. And then I come from that, actually. Mm-hmm. So I had a really hard time as a youth and in my 20s.
Right.
But
I couldn't believe that.
Well, you know, lots of practice, and I'm not going to lie. Every once in a while, I'll go into a situation, and I go, oh, this isn't feeling right.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm able to draw on these tools from Applied Improvisation to help propel my conversation or authentically connect with somebody.
Christiana Frank on the Reno Tile Tonight Show, talking about Applied Improvisation and her class coming up, Confidence and Communication for Social Anxiety, happening January 28th, 5:30 to 7:30. Let's break it down, some of the core principles that we're going to cover in the class.
Yeah. So in the class, we are going to be working on, it's going to be, first of all, which is important because I've gotten some calls on this, it's not just for the person who has social anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
It can also be for somebody who lives with or works with someone with social anxiety,
right?
Because you'll get those tools and be able to support them. But what we're going to cover, it's not going to be a lot of talking. It's going to be a lot of doing.
Yeah.
And that's the great thing about this process is we'll discuss a little bit. We'll find out the group energy. And then as a trainer, I'm going to meet the group where they're at.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not just going to go along, you know, a plan of the day.
Sure.
But I'm going to see where they're at. And then we're going to get up, move around, and actually practice exercises that they can leave with.
Nice.
And I'm really big on saying mm-hmm. that I'm really big on saying that, you know, this is like going to the gym for your social skills.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is building that the neuroplasticity in your brain. It's like building a muscle in your arm. And it doesn't just happen once. You have to practice.
Use it or lose it.
So how do you find out the type of people that you're in a group with? And how do you accommodate all those different personalities?
Yeah, their needs.
So first off, how do you identify what type of people are in your group? And then how do you put them all together teach them one thing?
I like these questions. Mm-hmm. So being a little bit empathic myself, which I think we all are, but going into a group and having studied nonverbal, verbal body language mm-hmm. and where the eyes go, mm-hmm. and I can't say it matches everyone. We're all very special and mm-hmm. we're all very unique.
Yep.
But you can tell, I'm doing this for about 20 years,
mm-hmm.
you can tell with a shrug of the shoulder
right.
or a head or a drop
right.
of the eyes
sure.
what someone might be not communicating or communicating to you
mm-hmm.
and feel that hesitance because everything about it is very gentle. It's a very low stakes environment and it's personal when you
yeah.
get in there.
So what do you do when you get in there after you figure out what those cues are?
So once we get in there, so everybody can see what it looks and or understand what it looks and feels like, is we'll be in a circle and we'll start with a game where we start adding in the nonverbal and the verbal communication.
Okay.
And then I'll see maybe where the strengths and weaknesses, that's a quote unquote, because that's very special to each person what a
sure.
weakness might be. They
right.
might like that.
Right.
But, and then identify kind of their strengths and their power with their voice or their body, and then we'll build from there. In tomorrow's class, we're going to be doing a lot of two people connections.
Mm-hmm.
I've gotten a lot of phone calls in where they're saying, you know, listen, I do have anxiety to get on stage in front of lots of people, but I'm also finding myself anxious looking in someone's eyes mm-hmm. and having that one-on-one communication in the workplace.
Totally.
So we're going to practice moving our bodies a little bit. It's not going to get too grandiose. Mm-hmm. And then we'll start these conversations almost like an interview style mm-hmm. and then show key wording and key ways that you can stand, inflect your voice mm-hmm. and where to put your eye contact. Mm-hmm. So it's ready when you're in that next conversation. And again, it's just practicing that over and over. It's like me looking at you while I'm talking right now mm. and you looking at me.
Yes.
That's not as easy for a lot of people these days.
It is. You're right. Christiana Frank.
It's getting lost.
Yeah. Christiana Frank on the Reno Todd Tonight Show. It is more common than you think, right? How pervasive is this social anxiety as it pertains to interactive communication?
You know, I don't want to get too dark on this beautiful morning.
Right, right. Sure.
Too late.
But I was too late. Yeah, right? So it's a pretty heavy morning.
Very.
I've got folks that are wanting, you know, to start a podcast because they want to start talking, you know, but not being seen. So, but in these conversations I'm having kids, teens, adults coming to me. And I mean, there's the word suicide involved in these conversations. Mm-hmm. I can't leave my house. I can't go to school. I can't go out to dinner with my husband. And there's this lack of self-worth. And it just builds up and builds up. And if we don't break through that and show success in authentically connecting with people, that just becomes your story.
Absolutely.
It becomes your story. I don't leave my house. I don't make eye contact. I don't like to, you know, get into groups. And then that becomes who you are. But that becomes very lonely.
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah.
So people end up structuring their life around the avoidance things because of those touch points that they want to avoid, that conflict, that pain, and that social anxiety. Do you feel like the social media is playing a part of that?
You know, that's always the biggest question. You know, is social media sucking our brains out, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, I'm not going to talk too down to social media sure. and to the computer and technology because we need it. We thrive on it. We grow from it.
Right.
But I do believe, you know, the more times you're sitting in front of that screen, you're not getting a response, right. like an actual social response.
Right.
And so you're not creating that practice. And then when you get out in the world, it's very shocking when you're talking with someone and then they have a response. You need to come up with yours right in the moment and be flexible and spontaneous right. and forward moving.
Sure.
But if you do exercises like this with applied improvisation, and I'd be very interested to see if anyone else has found mm-hmm. another system, because I don't learn from reading it in a book.
Right.
I have to go do it.
Yeah.
And so you're faced in applied improvisation with getting comfortable with the uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Again, and it feels safe. And again, there is laughter and giggles that happen, so that kind of releases it. You have the spontaneity. And again, with that social anxiety, that feeling stuck mm-hmm. and being put on the spot, mm-hmm. you are able to create a new normal through this practice.
That is awesome.
Over and over again, you try something, you're like, oh, that didn't feel so great. Oh, I survived.
The new normal, yeah.
The new normal. And then that getting comfortable with the uncomfortable, because you know, I know we all know life is about change, and change can be scary, but if we don't change, then what happens?
So true. Christiana Frank on the Reno Todd Tonight Show. We're here talking about her January 28th event coming up. Well, where is it?
Okay, so tomorrow it's going to be, we're very grateful, it's going to be up at the Covenant Presbyterian Church on Mayan cool. Avenue.
Cool.
And registration is right on ChristianaFrank.com. You just click the little class button.
Right.
And great parking there. And then we're going to be moving one of them down here to your studio here in about a month.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
All right, did we work that out with Kelly?
Kelly Rush is going to have us join her.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
That's a great idea. That's awesome. Christiana, how can people sign up? Remind them about it. And is it free?
So this one is not free. This is $20.
Okay.
So I think this is really affordable, because a
sure.
lot of these workshops you go to, and we're drawing from research evidence-based material. So this isn't just flying by the seat of my pants. There's,
right.
you know,
there's science behind it. Yeah.
I might in the room a little bit, but there's a lot of science behind what we're doing. So this is $20, this
right.
one. It's a drop-in. And this one's for 18 and older.
Okay, adults.
So we will have one for teens coming out here pretty soon, but this is for 18 and older. This is at the Covenant Presbyterian Church in Northwest Reno up by Billinghurst, Westergaard area.
Sure.
And you can register at ChristianaFrank.com and just click the class button.
Awesome. Christiana Frank, hey. Thank you so much. Let's remind people the time, place, and manner of the event again.
Oh, got it right here. Okay, so it's tomorrow.
Yes.
It's tomorrow, Tuesday, January 28th, 5:30 to 7:30. And did they want the location again?
Yeah, do it.
At the Covenant, do you guys want that? Covenant Presbyterian Church at 6695 Mann Avenue, 89523. Again, 5:30 to 7:30, and registration is at ChristianaFrank.com, and you can click classes.
Thank you so much.